Talking about chairs and tables and so forth, what would be just a general name for that? Chairs and tables and...
Well, I don't know whether you'd be listed in living room furniture. I had at first I got a drum table, but it wasn't as large as I wanted, and I wanted a larger one. And I got this big, pretty drum table. Then I had a pretty, the tables, I can't say the words, I'm all too directly, I think. Table in front of this divan, in front of this picture. Yeah, coffee table. And then I had, as I say, this one overstuffed chair that went with this, the van that is in front of this picture window, and you just look down at the creek. It's the most gorgeous sight you've ever seen. Just to see that creek, I used to say I love every drop of water that ran down that creek, but after they've built this lake, I've got too much to love. I can't love it.
Yeah. Okay. Now say you had a window, and there's something that you could pull down to keep the light out. It's not drapes,
it's Venetian blinds, like, is what it
is. That solid material?
Well, I did not have that because I had these draw drapes, you see, that I didn't have to have this other that I drew over the window that covered the whole big window.
Yeah. You see? But tell me what Venetian blinds are like. Are they slats in them? Or?
Yes, they're slats. They're in my bedroom, the Venetian blinds are. But okay. I had draw drapes all over my house except in the kitchen and den.
Uh-huh.
Just draw drapes.
Well, okay, something, you might have Venetian blinds, or you might have something you could just pull down, the solid material.
Well, that would be a window shade.
Okay.
However, my windows are too big that in this new home to have a window shade, I had to have the
drapes.
Uh-huh, drum drapes.
Okay. Now, say you didn't have a two-story house, or, say you had a room at the top of the house.
Yes, but now down in the basement, it is underground. That is walled up with concrete blocks, and then we got a kind of paint that sealed that to where it was never. I was always afraid a new stream of water might, being so close to the creek down there. But we never had dampness or anything. Sometimes it rained down the chimney a little bit and all like that. But I never had a bit of trouble. But that basement, great big room down there, was under the ground, you see. It was dug out. It was kind of on a slope.
Yeah.
And so the window, though, it wasn't more than that high off the floor because, you see, all this is down under the ground. And
what about something on a room that isn't really finished? I mean, you couldn't. What about a room underneath the roof?
Well, now I have that. That's the attic. Now I don't use that at all, other than to just I have slats across and you'd lay. I go to the Spry shop. I bought clothes there that I never had on. They're just hanging, and all the clothes of my brother's dead wife are on there. Pretty things, just all along on both sides and all. But I do have one little bed we've never slept on that we got when after Daddy died. That we used, I bought it so Mama, I didn't want to leave her downstairs by herself, and Roy and I slept upstairs, and we got this little bed to have in the room. We had a screen between us and all, but I couldn't leave her, and she said, "Belle, I want you to go on upstairs with Roy. I'm not afraid down here," but I couldn't leave my mother. She was so lonely, and we brought her up there with us, and we slept up there, and that little bed is stored in the attic. That's everything except clothes, you know, and things like that.